your chaos and coffee with Charles McFall. He's the rock god of podcasting. Just kicking down a little chaos. Right there in your coffee cup.
Right there in your coffee cup.
The one and only Charles McFall. With chaos and coffee.
That's right. I am Charles McFall, and this is Chaos and Coffee. And you know what? It is with a slightly sad but happier heart that I have to say this is going to be the last Chaos and Coffee for a little while. So I've got a couple of stories to tell. So just kind of sit in with me if you don't mind and listen to them for a minute. One, I want to thank Mike Woodard, mike@themike.com. Check him out also on Fiverr. He does a lot of work over there for the great intros and being a good friend of mine. He is amazing, and he did these intros, and he's willing to work on everything that I do and wants to work on everything I do, and he's such an amazing guy, and I value him right up there with my best friends, you know, the people. Actually, he probably takes precedent. I talk to him a lot more and think of him a lot more than my actual best friends. So, you know what, Mike, you are a great producer and a great friend, sir. So check him out. Give him some love. You know, go and you recommend him to other podcasts that you know to do intros and those kind of things. But here's what's going on with Chaos and Coffee. So I was having a lot of fun with it, you know, a lot of fun with it. And numbers aren't everything. They really aren't. I do a show I've retitled EMG Season 2, but you can find it at mashuppodcast.com. It's Irma Gert. It's a mashup show. I do that with my wife, and that's a labor of love. I mean, the numbers come and go with that. We do it in seasons. We never do that show to be rich and famous and get a lot of numbers. We do that because I love showing the world who my wife is. I love talking to her about this music. And I love finally having somebody I can talk to about my love of mashups and, you know, share some of that passion. And it's a very passionate show, and it's fun. And the audience is small. It really is, and that's fine. So numbers aren't everything, but sometimes they are something. And I really thought, and I'm going to just be bluntly honest with everybody here, I really thought there was a need on Blog Talk Radio to talk about emergent news and breaking stuff and things. You know, it came out of a discussion I had with Jay Soderberg about the gorilla where the kid, I think it's in Detroit maybe, I don't remember, but the kid fell into a gorilla pen and they euthanized the gorilla. They killed the gorilla. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They killed him. And it was a sad story, and it was a sad situation all around, and just no good can come of any of that, and it was just a mess. But the issue was it took 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, for anybody on Blog Talk Radio in the Prime group that I'm in to talk about it. And, you know, as soon as it did, he put it up and it got a lot of traffic. And I agree that there's a need to discuss events in the world. And I thought I could feel that need. And one of two things is either going on. Either that's truly not a need on Blog Talk Radio. Jay and I both still think it is, but the audience is just not there. You know, I know I've got some loyal fans. I'm going to talk about where you can go to get more of me. Just me, solo. Here in just a minute, and more of me if you want me with panels or talking about your favorite things or whatever. I can tell you everywhere else you can find my stuff, because you're still going to get, there's so many. I'm like an onion. I got layers, donkey. So I've got many areas of you, for you rather, to enjoy what I do. But with Chaos and Coffee, it was breaking news is just, most of it's just ugly and dark. And I really, really, I want to bring discussion points. I want to change the world and change how we talk about things. Well, there's only so much I don't believe I can change politics. And that's a new cycle we're in, is the political cycle. It's just ugly. And I don't believe we'll ever know the truth. I just don't. I don't believe we'll ever know the truth behind what really goes on with politics in the U.S. or anywhere in the world. Not the whole truth and nothing but, you know, it just makes me sad and it makes me angry. But so I can seek out other stories, and I do. But in the last couple of weeks, I even mentioned this, I think a couple of weeks ago on the show, that I'm having difficulty finding stories I want to talk about. Stories I think, oh, this is interesting. I would tell my wife. I will tell you guys. Maybe you'll tell your family. You know, it's something to talk about without getting angry. And that's the hard part, without getting angry, because for whatever reason, when it comes to news, it's not just news anymore. It's not, hey, this happened in the world. Hey, this is something you should know about. It's dark, and it's gross, and it's sad and angry. You know, the last episode I did, the one on Monday, was I did three stories. I'm like, okay, you know, the vet in the park about Pokemon Go. I started to watch that video. It got me angry. But let me find some other stories that won't get me angry. And my wife had already sent me a number of them, and I found a few more. And I thought, okay, these are good stories, the cherries on the ground. And I honestly don't remember what the middle story was, the middle two stories to get to the vet or whatever it was. But I was thinking, oh, you know, this will be something to discuss. And I found myself getting angry because the story wasn't what it was supposed to be. It was this drama, oh, poor farmer thing. I mean, I guess at least the guy writing it was neutral. It felt like they were neutral. They were showing both sides of the story. I like how it was written. But again, it's one of those things, this shouldn't be a story unless you're talking about how this truly works, which they did part of. But they also did the part of the farmer bitching and moaning. And like, I guess... the reason it gets me so angry, one of the reasons, is because that's what I've been surrounded by my entire life, is people who just want to bitch and moan and, oh, poor pitiful me, instead of, and I was that guy. I was that guy until 10, 12 years ago. I don't know exactly how long it was I started saying, F that guy. That's a horrible person. I hate to be around him. He's me. No. And so I really started changing. And all through my life, don't get me wrong, all through my life, I did try to find ways to make things better, to change and ask why not instead of why. You know, when you say, hey, let's go do this, let's try that, and people go, why? That's never my thought. My thought is always why not. So there was this paradox in my life for a long time of me doing the why not and changing things and being the rock out of podcasting and becoming a legend everywhere I went, and the paradox of, well, the world's out to get me and I'm entitled and nothing good comes my way, and anything that happens, instant knee-jerk reaction was to whine and cry about it, much like this farmer has to leave 14% of, and you don't, you really don't have to leave them on the ground. 14%, one, is a tiny fraction of what you're selling. And while that might add up to thousands of pounds, and maybe thousands of dollars, it's still a fraction of what you're doing. I'm tired of stories like that. I'm tired of a world like that. And I've tooled my social media to show me the world I want to see. Now, yeah, there's some darkness in the world. There's some crap in the world. There are some tough times. And I don't block everybody for talking politics. I only block some who are obviously militant and closed-minded on either side, on any side of any discussion. If you're militant and closed-minded and you're just beating people down instead of discussing it, I'll block you. But other than that, yeah, I understand that people talk about stuff I don't want to hear. Sure. I understand that people will have a knee-jerk reaction of, oh, poor, pitiful me. Sure. But for the most part, I try to surround myself with people on my social media because that's the world, right? In my personal life, I definitely try to surround myself with people who are positive, who want to say why not and change the world. And they don't even stop to ask, like me. They just go in and say, this is what we're going to do today. And boom, we did it. And then turn around and somebody goes, how the hell did you do that? And I'm like, well, we just did this. Well, it's never been done that way. That's the people I surround myself with, right? So on my social media, it's definitely the people like that I keep and see. So I willingly dove into this world of news, knowing that there would be some of this stuff I don't want to be around, this negativity, this small world mindset of I can't, and of the all we ever talk about is darkness and horribleness, and oh my God, people, not every bad thing that happens in the world is a Muslim terrorist attack. for Christ's sake. And I know that that just struck me as a an interesting thing to say, but for Christ's sake, not every Muslim wants to kill people. And oh my God, if there were Christian bombers out there in the world, and there have been, it's called the Crusades, people. The Crusades, look it up. If there are Christian bombers in the world right now, some radical group of small-minded people and a small group blowing things up and killing people, and when the rest of the world instantly would say, this is another Christian terrorist attack, instantly, no matter what happened, we'd be up in arms, right? The Catholic Church would be up in arms. The Christian faith in America would be up in arms. It would just be this. We'd hate the world, and yet we want to do that to Muslims. And it's not right. And I just get so tired of every headline that comes through. Is this an Islamic attack? Stop asking that question and start asking the question of how the hell do we help the people who are so broken? They think they have to blow something up or kill somebody or run a truck through a crowd. Because lately, some of the biggest killings, the Orlando mass murder shooting, the Nice, France mass murder, driving a van through a crowd, killing. It came out that both of those people were struggling with who they were. They were bisexual or gay, or had they had obviously come from backgrounds where they were hiding things, and they were trying to figure their life out, but with no help. And they obviously, to me, they had messages saying that they were broken and wrong. And then the wrong people got a hold of that message and empowered them to do some really horrible things. The question should be, how do we help them? How do we get a hold of these people who are struggling, who are told that you're broken and you're not good enough, and empower them to embrace who they are? And to change the world for the positive. And that's not a question you'll ever get answered in the news, because they don't give a damn about that. So I'm struggling. I'm carrying this darkness on me now that I've struggled hard for a long time to get rid of. And I dove back in hoping that I would find a way to find good stories. And I have found some good stories. Whether you agree or not, the fact that Mississippi, one of the stories I led with early on in this series, the fact that Mississippi is getting their hands slapped and told, no, you can't tell human beings, one specific group of human beings that you hate, you can't tell them that they're not human when the rest of the country has agreed legally that they are. You don't have to like it, you have to do it. It's the law. Those kind of stories I love covering, because one, I like telling people they're wrong. But two, I want to point out the separation of belief versus legality. So those stories bring that out. You can believe, and you have a right to believe, homosexuality is wrong all day long. You, however, do not have the right to discriminate against them. You have the right to believe that loudmouth, big, awesome talk show hosts who happen to be white males are wrong, and you hate me all day long. You, however, do not have the right to discriminate against me. And those are the stories I do like to bring. Those are far and few between. I got lucky to hit some of that stuff as it happened. But right, and that gave me hope, right? That gave me hope for Chaos and Coffee. The news that maybe is getting buried under the politics, news that's getting buried under terrorism. That's the kind of news I would have talked about the gorilla. That's a human story. And I would have brought that out. But that news is so far buried, it is even hard for me to find it. Under the layers and layers and layers of nasty politics and nasty, what is it when you lump an entire people into a religion based on a few? I'm not sure what the word, but that nastiness of horrible, dark tragedies happening in the world covered in layers of phobias, right? Instantly Islamic this, and instantly Islamic that, and you know, I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it. When I did that story about the veteran And it's supposed to be about Pokemon Go. And I watched the story, and it really wasn't. Yeah, the young people in the park probably were playing Pokemon Go. I believe that was said at the very, very beginning of the story. But they use Pokemon Go because it's an anchor, the title, because it's an anchor that gets you eyes on your news story now. But really what that was about was these guys and girls, I mean, these people in the park enjoying the park, by all accounts, other than the veterans, respectful, doing nothing wrong. Obviously, the police didn't run them out. They were breaking no laws, breaking no ordinances, breaking no rules. But this one man took it upon himself to find a problem and attacked them. And it hit this core in me, in that story, of the things that have gone on with my life, that I've been the victim of in my life, that I've been exposed to. And it made me so angry. And I did this angry story on him and on the whole thing. And I did this angry piece. And that's not the end of it. You know, I ended the show and I carried that anger with me for the rest of the day. And I didn't act out. I didn't, you know, didn't make it for a bad day for my wife or my kids, but I could feel it. And even when I told her the story, I get angrier, not angry again, angrier about it. And that's just something I wish to never have in my life. Something that I picked up that contaminated me to the point of not being happy. I want to be happy all the time, and I do understand that there will be anger times and there are going to be depressing times. But the core of who I am is happy. And all I'm finding is things that hit that small area in my life that is anger and darkness. And I choose to say no. I deserve better than that. So I won't be doing Chaos and Coffee anymore. Somebody might, and we might find a way. Jay's still working on a way to find out how to do it in a positive way. He's still working on it. The show itself might pick up a new host. I'm all for. I think there is a need. I think that somebody can do this and do it well. Bring news that is actually news and some commentary that makes you think. Because that's the whole point behind Chaos and Coffee, is to make you think, to stop just taking in what people tell you. And start going, no, I think there's more to this than what I'm hearing in the regular news outlets. Because why else would we do the show? You get your news everywhere. You're bombarded by it. It's all over your Facebook feeds. It's all over your radio. It's everywhere. So why else would we do a show, a podcast, that by nature is very difficult to be timely? Unless it's to say, hey, wait, you're kind of missing something, and we want to give you a happy reason to stop and think about that in your life. Stop and think about that feeling you have, or that thought, or that belief that you might hold. So it is a possibility that the show itself might go on. It is a possibility that I might return to do this if I can help get people to help me find a positive way to do it. Because I got to tell you, I do a lot of podcasts. And I can easily get angry on any podcast I've done, but typically I'm able to bring it back and be happy and feel good that I went, now this anger made a change in the world, as opposed to just being angry at something and someone and carrying that all day. Nobody deserves that. You definitely don't. And I left you with that. And I surely don't want that anymore. So here's how you find a more positive, yet still kind of angry me. First off, if you liked what I did here solo, if you liked the attitude I brought, the energy I brought, and the thought process I brought, then go check out Rock Got a Podcasting. It has just launched. Mike and I have worked on this show for 8 months now, I think, preparing this, getting the idea right. And I'm very excited to put that out there. So what Rock Got a Podcasting is, ask me anything. Right? It's based off the idea of the Reddit's Ask Me Anything. And yeah, if you want to be goofing, like, how do you build a house? I'm going to mock you, and then I'm going to go on to the next question. But if you ask generic questions, ask have you evers, you know, just anything. Tell a story from your life. Like, hey, in my life, I went through this. Have you ever done anything similar? Or how can you help? Because it is also Kevin Smith, right? Storytelling, humor, a little vulgarity, some not safe for work language. Right? It is there. but it's got this high energy mixed with this. Honestly, right now I'm saying I'm like Kevin Smith meets Tony Robbins. You know, they had a baby, and that's me. I'm the Rock God of podcasting, because I'm going to give you the steps that I took. If I overcame something, I'll tell you how I did it. No holds barred. I'll be brutally honest and lay my soul bare for what I went through and what happened and the thought processes that happened and how I got through it. But there's also just fun stories. There's this roller coaster of emotion where I'll get angry about something and yell a little bit, but then I'll make jokes about it. Sometimes it is entertaining. Sometimes it's something you learn. And every time it's fun, it's a ride, and you will connect with something in there. I guarantee it. That's the Rock God of podcasting. And that's kind of what shined a light on Chaos and Coffee and showing that I needed to leave this time right now, this area. Because with Rock God of podcasting, I can get in and I can really give ideas. And yeah, I mean, we could talk about the veteran and how it will dive in and tell stories and why I get angry. And spreading it out is kind of like, I can't think of a good story. Okay, the best I can come to is, instead of having a flat tire blowout that you have to change, it's kind of like having all your tires low. Spreading out that anger means everything's kind of taking the hit a little bit, but then I refill the tires back with happiness and excitement and what I've learned and what it means, and just maybe tell the jokes and the energy. You're going to hear just fun stories from my life. You're going to hear crazy experiences that I've had. I've lived the Rock God of podcasting life, man. I got to tell you, you're going to hear some out there thoughts too. I am not hiding anything. You're going to hear some stuff that go, wow, what? You're a little out there. I am. I'm out there. I get it. I do believe, this is a little taste, I do believe in remembering the future. That is a concept that has come up on the show a little bit. If you want to know more about it, how about you go to charlesmcfall.com, click that speak pipe, and say, hey, what the hell do you mean about remembering the future? What are you talking about? Ask it in any way you want. bearcrawling@gmail.com. You can submit your questions. But this is how that works. I have many questions in my life that I want asked. I throw some to Mike. Mike makes up some on his own. And then you are the third part of that show. It's me telling the story. Mike will ask your question for you if you send in for email, and we'll give you credit. We'll say, you know, Joe Smith has written in today, and this is what he's asked. Jane Smith, whatever. You know, if you do the speak pipe, then you ask the question. Mike will set it up. We'll play the audio, and off I go on answering your question. That's how it works, man. It's 100% full access all the time. And it's such an entertaining show. Rock out of podcasting. And I love it because I can do that anger. I can do the darkness. I can bring it back to the light. I can bring the humor. And I leave always feeling good about something I shared there, something I told. Whereas here, it's not a question. It's I dove in willingly into the swamp, mired crap that is our news world. And I got to tell you, if you're addicted to the news cycle, maybe you should take a week off. See how your life changes. Because for me, it changed for the better, just getting away from all of it. The other shows I have that you may enjoy. Right now, the biggest show that I have on my block is Pokemon Go Podcast. If you're into Pokemon Go at all, and the numbers say a ton of you are, then check that out. It's such a fun show. It's me, Brian Ibbett, Joseph Ard, and we cycle through other guest hosts like Bo York. And we're going to have Ellie Collins on and many, many others. So you're going to have different voices on there, as well as myself, Brian Ibbett, and Joseph Ard. It's so much fun. I'm finding a community there because I play out in a suburb, and I can't find anybody. I haven't met anybody who plays. It gives me that, whereas Joseph and Ibbett get to play in urban environments and have lots of people to talk to and give those different things. And Joe is a Pokemon expert. He is amazing. He's so much fun. So if you like Pokemon Go, check that show out. You're going to enjoy me there. The other shows I do, From the Helicarrier, both Classic and Deuce, that is about the Marvel Avengers Alliance. If you happen to play that game, that's there. That's with myself and Brian Ibbett. If you like comic books, comic movies, TV shows, the actual books themselves, games, everything comic related on all fronts, independence, not independence like Independence Day, like independent publishers, Marvel, DC, all of it. We cover it all on Breaking the Panel. That's myself, Paul Klotz, Chris Wisdom, and we cycle through a whole bunch of great hosts. We just had Sam Skatch from WASD Radio on. We had Audrey Kearns from Booze and Phasers, who was amazing, come on. Brian Ibbe is a regular, a series regular there. So if you want that discussion, that fun, and everything I do is fun and inviting and welcoming, there is no exclusion here. Your ideas are welcome. We want to hear them. So if you're that person who's not a comic guru, who is tired of geek snobs making fun of you and looking down, check out Breaking the Panel, because not only will we give you information that will let you go and talk to people on a comic level, we will entertain you and we will make you feel welcome, because that's what the world's all about for me. Making people feel welcome. The other thing, the last thing I can think of that I have, and I'm probably forgetting one show that I'm doing, is Armageddon. EMG season 2 is being recorded. We're just about to do the final episode of it. That's my wife, Erin McFall, and myself. It is so much fun. There's a whole first season up. There's 31 episodes for the first season. Second season is going to be like 8 episodes, because we tackled this project before our kids really got into public school. We were doing homeschool at the time, so our schedules were a lot more flexible. We could do this at night. And then my son ended up going to public school, and that changed everything as far as sleep schedules and time. And so we try to record during the summer, but it's all about mashups and mashup music. And really, it's about my wife and I's relationship and how we interact with each other. And if you think I'm funny, if you think I'm entertaining, and if you think I'm out there with some of the stuff I say, tune in to her. If you can imagine somebody can be married to me for 16 years, and still we're happy and energetic. And I wouldn't say we're like newlyweds, but we're, let's say we're like in our second, third year of marriage is what we're like, what we're similar to. If you can imagine that, man, this show is something else. So go check out. If you want to hear about mashup music, which is two recognizable songs. So if I don't quite recognize the other song, I don't play it. But it's two songs that were individually separate, put together in hopefully a great way. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But that thing, and I love this stuff. So my passion comes through. It's fun. My wife is so much fun to talk to and listen to. And Mike Woodard makes an appearance there from time to time as well with some commentary. And he's the producer over there, and he's so much fun. I'm trying to think if there's any other shows that I personally do. Because there's this, Chaos and Coffee, that I'm leaving. Then there's Rock On Podcasting. There's Pokemon Go Podcast. From the Helicarrier, Irma Gerd. And I thought there was one other. I thought there were 6 total. So I'm not sure what I'm missing here. It doesn't matter. It's all good. Anyway, if you want to check all that out, you can. I would love for it. Go like my page, Rock God of Podcasting, on Facebook, facebook.com/ Rock God of Podcasting. Twitter, I am at Rock God of Pod. And I'm going to tell you about some of the things I got going on too here in a second. But it's just, I have spent a lot of time refining who I am, figuring out who I am, and I'm there. And I had aspects of that. If you ever listened to my old stuff, Bear Crawling, you'll love this. House of the Bear, you'll love this. Success Freaks, you'll love this. Rock Out of Podcasting will always be 100% solo, because it is about me telling my stories, and I need that outlet. I need that place to share just all these things that I've got going on in my head and in my life and in my experiences. And it's just fun. It is. I mean, again, Kevin Smith meets Tony Robbins and they had a baby. I'm the baby. It's fun. The other big things I have going on in real life is I host karaoke and trivia and bingo every night of the week. Not all 3 the same night, but I'm doing live shows every night, refining that craft. This year, I'm again a attending professional at Dragon Con. I get to be on the kickoff panel for Dragon Con podcast track. And that's a big deal to me, because they've only picked serious podcasters, solid name podcasters who do it all the time, who are big influencers. And this year, I got picked to be on that panel. And I'm so excited to do that kind of thing. It really, it means a lot to me. So I've got Dragon Con coming up Labor Day weekend. If that's something you're going to, come say hey, come meet me. So that's it. You know, you kind of see as I'm just noticing that in the first part of this, I'm kind of down and this is where I am. And now you're talking about the stuff I'm doing and I'm leaving this to really do. It gets me fired up. And that's what I want to bring to you every time I turn on a microphone. I want to bring this excitement for life, this energy that naturally comes to me when I do the things I love. And I want to share that with you and maybe give you some energy for your life. And unfortunately, Chaos and Coffee is just not going to do that right now. It is the wrong vehicle for that right now. So thank you. Thank you for listening to all this. Thank you for listening to this whole episode and letting me share what's going on. And thank you for being a part of the Chaos and Coffee family. And please, again, if you like what I do, just stick with me with Rock Auto Podcasting, Pokemon Go Podcast, From the Helicarrier, Breaking the Panel, EMG. Find your flavor, because I like that you're a part of my life. I like that you're a part of what I do. I like that you're out there. And I don't think of you as just fans. I don't think of you as just listeners. I think of you as people who are on this journey with me. And your feedback comes through bearcrawling@gmail.com or charlesmcfall.com. Click the speak pipe or any of the other social media ways that are out there. Let's go take this new ride together. I hope to see you over there. Thank you again for listening to Chaos and Coffee. Thank you again for listening to anything that I do. And I hope that I'll find a better way, or I'll help you find a better way to enjoy the podcast that you listen to.